"Whoa!" quod the knight. "Good sir, no more of this. What you have said is right enough, I wis, and muchel more. For little heaviness is right enough to muchel folk, I guess. I say for me, it is a great dis-ease. Whereas men have been in great wealth and ease, to hearen of their sudden fall, alas! And the contrary is joy and great solace, as when a man has been in poor estate, and climbeth up and waxeth fortunate, and there abideth in prosperity. Such thing is gladsome, as it thinketh me, and of such thing were goodly for to tell."
"Yea," quod our host, "by St. Paul's bell, you say right sooth. This monk, he clappeth loud. He spoke of fortune covered with a cloud I note never what, and also of tragedy right now you heard. And, pardee, no remedy it is for to bewail, nor to complain that that is done. And also 'tis a pain, as you have said, to hear of heaviness. Sir monk, no more of this. So God you bless. Your tale annoyeth all this company. Such talking is not worth a butterfly, for therein is there no disport nor game. Wherefore, sir monk, Dom Piers by your name, I pray you heartily, tell us somewhat else. For sickly, now clinking of your bells that on your bridle hang on every side, by heaven's king that for us all died, I should ere this have fallen down for sleep, although the slough had never been so deep, than had your tale all been told in vain. For certainly, as that these clerks sayn, whereas a man may have no audience, nought helpeth it to tellen his sentence. And well I wot the substance is in me, if anything shall well reported be. Sir, say somewhat of hunting, I you pray."
"Nay," quod this monk, "I have no lust to play. Now let another tell as I have told." Then spoke our host with rude speech and bold, and said unto the nun's priest anon,
"Come near, thou priest, come hither, thou Sir John. Tell us such thing as may our hearts glad. Be blithe, although thou ride upon a jade. What, though thine horse be both foul and lean, if he will serve thee, reck thee not a bean. Look that thine heart be merry evermo'."
"Yes, sir," quod he, "yes, host, so may I go, but I be merry, I wis I will be blamed." And right anon his tale he has attamed, and thus he said unto us every one, this sweet priest, this goodly man, Sir John.